guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo.
Is that your thing?
Yeah. When I pull up, they gonna know. Yo.
I wish you guys can see my fucking face. I mean, everything that is happening right now in Ukraine is just crazy.
Yo, sick, sick.
We stand with Ukraine.
Yeah, definitely. I don't condone any type of war or violence or anything. I don't stand with that. I feel like this whole thing is just, it's bad. It's bad. And the fact that, you know, so many people are losing their lives and whatnot. A lot of family members are grieving. People have to leave their, you know, their home. Children got to leave their home and kind of fend for themselves and find out what they got to do, where they got to go, where can they go. You know, there's so many like GoFundMes and Airbnb trying to kind of house a lot of people and whatnot. So it's really bad. It's really bad. But, yeah.
So I tweeted as far as how I felt about it. I do feel like it's become as petty as power plays. And it's so unfortunate that it's people's lives. And it's becoming almost a genocide. Because the way that things are set up, it's like they're trying to annihilate everyone. It doesn't mean that it's a specific race. But they're trying to annihilate Ukraine. Just because they know that certain resources is not stronger than Russia. And in times like this, we really have to be able to understand and appreciate the simple things in life, because things in my opinion, and I always tell you guys this, since the pandemic hit, things have just been extremely out of the norm. Yeah. And once again, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. You're right about that. Ever since the pandemic, everything has just been different. Different. A lot of people dying. We gotta kind of adapt to a new lifestyle, which we're supposed to be living that way anyway, by putting masks, kind of staying, you know, a nice little distance away from people. But these are now, it's a new way of living now compared to what we used to do before. And now you have this whole thing with Russia. You know, it's crazy. It's like another thing for these people to go, another thing that they have to deal with. You know, they just got off the whole, not just got off the whole COVID situation, but people are still recovering from that. And to get into a situation like that is just, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I do honestly believe that crazy is an understatement.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
And that's why I tweeted genocide, because genocide is basically being able to demolish an accumulation of people.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fucked up to the point where the Germans are bashing Russia. Because people are basically saying, like, this is Nazism. Mm-hmm. And the Germans are saying, no. If anything, if we knew anything about, you know, Nazism, we would, no. This is, they're basically saying at this point, it's beyond that. And they're not comparing it to the Holocaust. They're just considering the core values of what it stood for.
Yeah.
And it's just so fucked up.
It's fucked up, and they, it's like they're, you know, they're trying to hit every vulnerable angle.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously, we seen the other day the hospitals, you know, people that can't even do anything for themselves, you know, pregnant people, children, you know, people with children with cancer, children that, you know, that are just there just because, you know, something probably might happen earlier in the day and they just need stitches or some shit like that. And it's unfortunate, you know, a fucking bomb. They just, I think it was either a bomb or a missile, whichever one. And they blew up that hospital and probably a lot more. We don't know what's going on right now because, of course, they kind of tackled down on, you know, the internet and the media. So with all the power that they have and how they're taking over the internet over there, they're taking over the media over there, everything, there's not really ways for people to really communicate what's going on. That's why a lot of journalists are going out there from other countries, from the States, from Europe. They're all going over there just to kind of like report on what's going on and kind of try to help too. So
I sincerely commend the men and women who are out there supporting Ukraine. I salute all the soldiers from all the forces that are there helping, and all the civilians that are there helping as well. I was just talking to my husband earlier, and I was explaining to him about how I really was, how I really wish that I was enlisted into the service, because I've tried so hard to be a part of the Navy and the Army and the Air Force, and something as simple as tattoos can really disqualify you about that. And it takes a lot for a person to dedicate themselves to a cause that they know potentially there is that percentage that you don't know if you'll ever make it back.
Yeah.
But it's, I love it for the simple fact that it's because you stand for something. And it's so unfortunate. You see all these lives, all these different races, people that are just trying to live, and, you know, kids that have not even experienced walking.
Mm-hmm.
Kids that can't even talk. Parents that are just trying to make a living. Students that are just there because they want to focus on their studies and it's a better education to get abroad.
Yeah.
And they're put into these situations where no matter what, if they survive, that they get compensated. It's always good to get compensated.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really justify the fact of the trauma that's going to be left behind. Yeah. The memories, the flashbacks. People don't ever talk about the ugly things. No matter who you are in this life, everyone has a story to tell. And also, at the end of the day, the story in which that you're telling, the trauma that you've been through, no one can genuinely understand that unless they walk directly in your shoes. They can have the same situation, but if they haven't walked in your shoes, they still won't understand.
Yeah.
And it's bad news, man.
And you know, it's crazy, because I didn't even think about the, like you said, the students that went and studied abroad. I didn't even think about them, to be honest, for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just now had to look up her name, the young lady's name. She's a WNBA player.
She got detained.
Yes.
Is she still in Ukraine?
Yes. And mm-hmm. there's no signs, no nothing of her. Nobody knows what's going on. There's no communication with law enforcement, nothing going
on. Mind you, this has been over a month.
Yes.
Before everything was happening, she was detained.
Yeah.
And I read up on that. I knew. Yes. I don't know how come I never discussed it with you, but I seen this at least 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And
it's crazy because
it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate, I should say. She's not getting paid well over here. And you know what happens with a lot of, you know, players. A lot of players, because they're not getting paid, compared to the biggest and the best, like LeBron or Curry. The smaller players, the bench players, they would go and kind of like participate in overseas, you know, games and whatnot, just off season, and then come back to the United States and play again. And they would just do that every year just so that they can kind of see some type of money compared to these other players who's making, you know, tens, hundreds of millions more than them. Mm-hmm. And they have to go and do that. And it's unfortunate. They said she's the best WNBA player right now. And she has to, because she's not paid well, she has to go over there and play.
Yeah, Courtney Williams did the same thing. The one that I was telling you about, that was with the YouTuber.
Yes.
She did that too.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. Neither here nor there. It's just to tell you, and she's really good. She plays for the Atlanta team now. But that's just to tell you, because if you need to make money, by all means, if that opportunity presents itself and it's not forced, it's meant for you to do for a reason or a season, you know? And we really don't like to discuss things like this only because it's extremely sad, but I just felt like it's something that needed to be said. So we're going to get right into the segment, and we are going to talk about the topic at hand. Drum roll, please. You're sick.
What is it?
Toxic sex. What is your definition of toxic sex?
Toxic sex. After a fight, both of y'all mad at each other, and y'all have sex, and y'all kind of like, you know, fuck the shit out of each other, just because y'all was tight at each other, and y'all, it's just like that revenge sex, like, oh word, that's how you felt? Alright, cool, I'm gonna show you. There's that. You know, there's multiple ways to have toxic sex.
Toxic sex can also be with people who's in a situation with someone who they're not feeling, and they go fuck some other person just because.
Yeah.
That's toxic sex. If you want to get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, there's
and so then many that person, whoever you decide to have sex with, while you up, is like.
There's so many. There's that. Is somebody that's not treating you right, but the sex is so good, that's toxic sex. You know, it's a lot.
It's sick.
And what do you think that toxic sex is needed sometimes?
Well, I'm a toxic person. And I'm just, and when I say that, I mean that with the utmost respectfully. Respectfully, I am toxic. And I say that because you can be in a situation with a person where things extremely escalate, but when chemistry, what I will say is, again, respectfully, fuck all the bullshit. When there's chemistry there, there's no ifs, no buts, no maybes about it. There's no gray area. If chemistry is there, not saying that you can have chemistry with someone that you slept with twice or maybe even once, and there's chemistry there, and that's why it was magic. Mm-hmm. But then after the chemistry dissolves, you have to go. You have to go. You ain't gonna, whose space you gonna be in mine? No. And that's the shit that a lot of people don't like to talk about. You could be with someone that you had amazing sex with, and you and that individual have nothing but amazing sex. Guan.
That's funny. Nah, that's it's true. You know, it's kind of like, it's kind of like you were saying, you know, they're good at sex, but they don't have nothing else to offer. It's kind of like beauty with no brains. Mm-hmm. You know, someone that looks great and you can't even have a good conversation with them because they're a dodo head. You know,
I honestly feel like, again, I love talking about this only because there is people that you can really be great with, yet you can still continue to be toxic because that's all you've been immune to.
Yeah.
So you're okay with that. And you have other people where you are trying to step out of your comfort zone, but because those people are not secure with themselves, they end up putting you into their facade, their whirlwind facade. Because a lot of the things that they might say or they might do is not accurate. It's not true. But one thing that I can say, honestly, toxic sex, if not, it is the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, especially
toxic sex is that shit. Toxic sex make you be like, oh my God, that's my daddy. Like,
right after you had a fucking gun to his head.
Daddy. You just try to shoot me? Sorry, daddy. But...
Speak. Oh, we have a good explanation of toxic sex.
What? If it gets shut down, I'm sorry, y'all, but what?
Blood on the walls.
We're not doing that again. Sorry.
Be back together, though.
What I will not do in true fashion, we discussed that on the last podcast, whatever those people do, that's their business at this point. I will not make that a topic.
Okay.
I won't make that a topic, like, because at the end of the day, if you want to make it a topic, let's talk about when, or should I say, have you ever been with someone where you've broken up with this person, you've had entanglements. I was about to say, what did Jada say, and everybody ran with it? Because, yo, when I say everybody's jacking an entanglement, like, there's niggas with baby moms that look good as fuck, and they've been fucking people. Like, nah, I even mean to cheat with her. See, what happened was, it was an entanglement. It's women who got good men that's just like, no, it was an entanglement. It didn't even mean to happen. Let me tell you something. If you are in a monogamous, you saw my face, right? Yep. If you are in a monogamous relationship with someone and you step over that, you cross over, you open Pandora's box, sis, bro,
You wanted to open that shit. Like, you wanted to see, like, yo, word. Like, yo, I heard the grass is greener. Like, yo, that shit is trimmed over there and all that. Like, I'm about to cross. Oh, yeah, the grass is greener. Like, you know, I'm so stressed out of my relationship and everything.
Stepping in shit.
Next thing you know, like, the fertilizer all in your fucking boots.
How about it wasn't even grass, it was turf?
How about it was fertilizer, so it smelled like wild shit? Listen, at the end of the day, this is how I genuinely feel about this shit. If you don't want to cheat, you're not going to cheat. If you feel like you're in a situation with someone and you feel like you cannot be strong enough to be monogamous and you end up cheating, it's because subconsciously in the back of your mind, not your frontal cortex.
Listen.
No, I'm going to break it down for y'all tonight because I'm telling you right now, I'm all about self-growth.
Frontal cortex.
Your frontal cortex is the reason why you fucking cheat, depending on how you feeling. If you're angry and you feel like you want to be vindictive and you want to cheat, it's not because you just want to cheat to make your partner upset. It's because deep down inside, you like,
it's a dub.
I want to do it. And it takes a strong person to hold it together. It genuinely takes a strong person to be like, that's not worth it.
Yeah.
So what I will say is, like I said, if it comes to a point where it gets to a point where you like, yeah, well, you know, I'm just going to cheat and you end up cheating, I'm going to tell you this. Don't even beat yourself up because that's what you wanted to do. So make your bed. Make sure your pillows is fluffed. Make sure the fitted sheet and the flat sheet is all good and all that.
Fucking
the comforter or the duvet, whatever you prefer,
just about to say that
is
shit.
On point, and your bed is made because all you want to horn.
Only sliding and gliding in the
fucking. All you want to horn, go ahead and horn. Go ahead. You want a horn? Go ahead.
I'm so dead.
If you don't want a horn, then you don't have to. But if you horn, it's because you want that shit. It's because you want it. So let's get deeper into it. Can you bring the bottle?
Yeah.
Thanks, babe. Yeah, like, you want to cheat, then come on. For those of you who don't know what horn mean.
They like horn.
Thank you.
The Americans.
But, let's get into it, though. Let's talk about it for real. Have you ever been with someone just because the toxic sex was amazing?
Yeah, I've been with someone because of toxic, the sex was amazing. I never really identified it as toxic sex, but thinking about it, definitely was toxic, I should say. Definitely was toxic. But to
care to share?
I mean, it's nothing more to it, nothing less. It was something where I thought it was something and she wasn't really on the type of timing that I was thinking. And because I thought, okay, all right, I'm gonna keep having sex with this person and I'm gonna keep, you know, trying to fuck around with this person, maybe they gonna come around, but never did. So it was just sex. And yeah, I know there's probably a lot of people that have been through that where they probably, you know, having sex with, there's women I see in, like, you know, movies and shows and stuff like that where a woman likes a man and she get her feelings invested and all of that and the man only wants to have sex. and, you know, she kind of puts herself out there and kind of have sex with the person just so that, you know, they can feel like, okay, that person wants them. How about you?
So, have I had toxic sex? Abso-fucking-lutely. Have I been the poster girl for toxic sex? Yes. I mean, I'm gonna be completely honest with you. Like, some people lie and they be like, oh, I don't like to be in a toxic thing. No, I don't do that and everything. Bitch, nigga. Use a lie. Use a lie. Do you know how that shit hit different when you fucking me toxic? When you giving me that toxicity dick? I had to kind of think and pause because I'm a little... That toxicity dick. Do you know how good that is?
I don't, but...
You know what toxicity pussy is, though. That's that shit that will rip your soul apart and be like, that's what that gives.
Got you ready to make a sacrifice?
Have you ready to be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, people don't want to talk about the obvious. Like, niggas is grown. At some point, you have to learn where to wrap up the bullshit and just get straight to the point. Do I like toxic sex? Again, yes, please. Give me that, because I don't want no regular degular sex. I don't want no boring. Men don't want no boring fuck. I don't want that. Like, I want that shit that be like, ooh, I think about it the next day, my shit is jumping. I'm like, ooh. Like, make me want that shit. Not even tomorrow. Like, make me want that shit as soon as we did it after, like, three times already. Like, I'm like, again.
Got you want to take another.
You would think I took the blue pill.
You want you to take another hit?
Listen. Of the Zaza.
Oh, man.
Now, let me ask you a question, babe.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with someone where the only thing you had in common with that person was sex?
Yeah.
Isn't that unfortunate, though?
It's unfortunate. I feel like, I mean, of course there's virgins out there, but and people that just only have one partner, but majority of the people that actually explored and whatnot but had that one person that where it was just the only thing in common was sex. You know, it's unfortunate. It's kind of awkward too when you're after you're done having sex. You know, it's just like, I later. Like, ain't no valuable or any, ain't no interesting conversation happening here. Ain't no nothing interesting happening here. Ain't no, you know, ain't no nothing, no progress, no nothing happening here besides sex.
Okay. What I would say is, I'm married now, but before that, if I felt like I needed something taken care of, and I'm talking to you, and I'm not talking about I'm talking to you like we exclusive. I'm talking to you, which means that, you know, you're in my proximity, like you're on my radar. We're cool and everything. And you can't stimulate me mentally, but you can stimulate me and penetrate me. Okay. But after that's done, I will walk you to the door myself. I have done that on more than one occasion. No, I'm okay. Well, great. all right, just give me a second. Hold on. Oh, okay, yeah. Let me walk you to the door. Because there's nothing else to be said at that point, because again, when the chemistry is there, the chemistry is there. Exactly. If you're with someone and the sex is good, the conversation is good, the vibe is just great, then you know that the chemistry is there. The chemistry just can't be, okay, yeah, oh my God, your sex is so good, oh my God, I don't know what to do with myself. Because if I can't even talk to you and I don't know what to do with myself, then, nigga, I'm going to play with my vibrator. Because he has more, you know, to say than you do. Which, what the fuck she called this nigga? Hernandario?
I'm fucking dead.
Alberto?
Yeah, I think it was Alberto.
Alberto sick. Talking like he talking in tongues. Like he caught the Holy Spirit at church. Yo, they got some ice cream shit now screens. That look like a little mini ice cream, and it's for clitoral stimulation. That's sick. Shit would change your life, ladies.
That's sick.
Want that clitoral stimulation? Better get that ice cream cone. If you know, you know. If you don't, well, I just put you on. It's just a Google search away.
They just said an ice cream cone. They don't know what to do now.
It's a mini ice cream cone. I swear to God, this shit is no bigger than my pinky. And the top is ice cream. And it's shaped like an ice cream cone. And that shit is driving clitoris around the world insane. Okay. Let me tell you something. There's some women out there that love to have intercourse. But if you see sis ain't hitting your line and she ain't with no other nigga, oh, trust me, she's tapping in with Alberto.
I'm fucking dead.
She's tapping in with that vibrator. And she's saying after she comes... Need a man for what? I've been there. Your vibrator don't talk. They don't get on your nerves. And then you be like, really? In a minute? Literally. And then you could go to sleep. You even if you snore, you're going to go to sleep snoring. No, it's not.
The ice cream cone
is fucking relieving clitoris all around the region, all around the world, putting them at ease. Like how y'all niggas like to choke y'all snake till she pass out and shit like that. Like she in a coma, you only choking her out like. We people love to probably, make sure yo, we choke our clitoris out, but we don't do that. It's nice and easy. Like our clitoris is like when you put a dog to sleep. They don't know what's coming next, but they know they finished after that. And then you put her down and you use her again.
The fact that a lot of people are not going to know what choke this snake is, so explain.
Let me tell you something. If I have to tell you what choke the snake means, next case. You thought I was giving niggas a definition? Not I.
Oh, man.
Wait, hold on. All jokes aside, you thought I was going to sit here and elaborate what choke the snake is? If you don't know, then I am so sorry for you. Google it. It might come up with Jack Hanna.
Let me.
It might come up with, what's the nigga from Australia who had got bit by the snake and he ended up dying? The crocodile hunter. So, yeah. But if that's what come up, I'm sorry, y'all. Because I promise you, you're going to have to wait on my husband on that one. Because I'm not doing it.
So Urban Dictionary got it for y'all. But this shit is wild. These definitions is fucking wild.
Sips wine. See, because I'm going to give it to you straight. So, I was going to let y'all figure it out and then just do what it do. But I guess my husband... You know what? My husband, he loves the drama. Read Urban... You want me to read it? He want me to read the Urban Dictionary. Oh, Marjorie ain't easy. Ooh.
You can't even read it.
I could read it, but I'm going to break it down. Because I don't want nobody to feel some type of way. And then you could... I'll talk about Maudrey and all that. One minute, guys. I got to finish this glass of wine first. The whole thing. Oh, it's not finished. Ooh. I ain't gonna lie. Side part, I really thought Force was gonna be trash, but it's ended up being good. I'm just trying to do this while I finish this wine for y'all guys because. Alright, you know what? When I said choke the snake, I meant jerk off, choke your snake until it pass out, you get the nut out and all of that. However, comma, according to, was it Google?
Urban Dictionary.
Ooh. Urban Dictionary states, and I quote, slightly verbatim. Choking the snake signifies when a person has a big penis, masturbates, and I quote, it is called choking the snake. I said slightly verbatim. Now, the thesaurus... says, as an example, for a synonym, or I should say a verb. It's a verb because it's action. Maudrey is considered a snake choker, which means that she don't want to see no thing limp, limp, limp. She want to see a hard like a rock. And she gonna put your shit in submission, okay? She's going to choke your dick out until your dick can't breathe and is limp. I think my definition was pretty good. What do you think, babe?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, her shit.
New York girls love it hard like a rock.
she her definition is wild crazy.
It is what it
and
is.
And then she put three different definitions just in case you ain't.
How much she put Marjorie?
Fucking granny on you on the internet.
Cause you see, y'all be making shit terrible.
She lost her job at Webster. So
how about soft white underbelly? What do you think about Mark Liotta?
That's the guy's name?
Soft White Underbelly.
That makes the
Soft White Underbelly. The black and white film.
I like his channel. I like that channel. It's very, I think it's a form of modern day counseling. Because think of it like this, for you people who don't know what this channel is based on or is about.
Just YouTube soft white underbelly. That's it.
But let me just give a little explanation. Think about interviews like, let's say, DJ Vlad, but more so the people that people that is walking around in society. People that have problems, addicts, sex addicts, prostitutes, pimps, he taps into a lot of different areas. And he gets deep into the story of these people. He asks them questions, have them tap into their past, what made them get into this, what's the reason why their life ended up the way it is or going in a path. it is. But one thing that I also that I do like about his channel is he actually updates and he actually follows up. Because you have, you know, you have certain channels on there that kind of just exploits people. And they just get that one time and then it's like, you know what, whatever. We got that, on to the next. He, you know, he kind of, you know, he does an update video like, okay, how's your life going on now? Okay, are you still doing this? Are you still doing that? How can you be better? How can you do better? Like I said, he's kind of like a modern day counseling channel, because not only is he helping the person that is in the chair that he's interviewing and speaking to, there's other people that are in the same predicament as these people that he's interviewing, and maybe them, you know, or maybe it's people that are on their way to that. And maybe this interview, this series, these series of videos will help kind of like lure you away from actually your life ended up like this person or like that person, kind of have you reevaluate what you're doing or how you're doing it, you know.
Before closing up and all of that, I will say, I really don't want to be harsh, but I want to be as open as possible, mm-hmm. but yet transparent. Okay, guys. So, like I said, I want to be as open as possible. I want to be as transparent as possible. I honestly feel in my heart, as far as when it comes down to just situations in general, we are what we like. And it doesn't matter how we were raised, how our parents are around us. If we have a vice, that vice will define you to a T. Now, excuse me. If it's a vice where you're able to decipher what is positive out of that vice and what is negative, and you're able to just grasp on either the positive or the negative, there it goes. But at the end of the day, I stand securely firm on this. You like what you like. You do what you do. No one forces you into it. If a repercussion comes because of the vice, it comes with it. Charge it to the fucking game. And you see, that's the thing with the younger generation. A lot of people, they don't really talk about that, but you got to charge it to the game because that's what comes with it. A lot of people is not privy to the term charge it to the game. But when I say charge it to the game, if you like money and you go out there and you make money by any means necessary and some shit happens to you, you better chuck it up and stand up, chin up, chest poked out, move on. Why? Because you had to charge it to the game. Why? Because that comes with the territory. Yeah. And there, I mean, honest to God truth, there's no gray area. It's either black or white. There's no gray area when it comes to that. And I don't give a fuck what your vice is. It could be gambling. It could be scamming. It could be prostitution. It could be stripping. It could be bartending. It could be making money in a way where you know you're not supposed to be making money, but you can't even close your eyes when the night come. Yeah. Or if you do, you're doing it on some low-key shit where whoever you with don't even understand what's going on because they sleep. But you're up thinking about that. It doesn't feel normal to you until you really attract that bag and you keep going. You attract those bags. And that's the God honest truth. Like I said, there's no gray area. And at the end of the day, you don't know what anyone would do to attract the bag.
Yeah.
However, comma, this was the end of Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.
Later.